Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday, December 22nd, 2021. 19 minutes past the hour, and today is a palindrome. I believe the last palindrome of 2021. 12-22-21. Same backwards as forwards. We had a lot of palindromes this month. I believe the first 9 days of the month were palindromes. The 11th was a palindrome. And the 22nd is a palindrome. And then next year it will be a little more difficult to get a palindrome because we do not have a 22nd month. I don't know if we'll have one. I don't think it's possible to have one next year. But this month was full of palindromes here in the 21st century. All right, got a few announcements to make this morning. Today, something very special. We have a lot of great programming today. Glenn Coble will be on today with me from 10:15 until 12, and then he'll be on with Professor Feynman from 12:15 until 1, and I believe they're going to discuss the political history of Christmas. Presidents, who brought the first Christmas tree in, how that all happened, and who made it a national holiday. So stay tuned today. That'll be a great show from 12:15 to 1 with Dr. Feynman and Glenn Coble. Then coming up at 4:15 today, we've got Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, and my understanding is he's going to give away a $50 gift card to Bob Evans today, so not bad at all. Now, why can't I have prizes like that for Friday? Wouldn't it be great if we were able to get a nice big prize like that for Friday morning, for Christmas Eve? Maybe I'll work on that in the next couple days. But here's the thing I want to remind you, and then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon will air from 6:15 until 7. For those of you who tune into this station, you probably noticed last Sunday, Study His Word with Pastor Craig was a repeat. And it was not supposed to be a repeat. It was supposed to be Pastor Craig's Christmas show. And what happened was, Friday night, as many of you know, we had an issue at the tower that we had to fix, so we hooked up a new computer here in the studio on Friday night. And the computer in the studio was working fine, but by the time Pastor Craig came in on Sunday morning, and he comes in pretty well alone without an engineer because he's figured that all out, It had went into a mode that it should not have gone into. So when I came in yesterday morning, I fixed this problem. So today, it's my understanding that the Christmas program, which was supposed to air on Sunday morning, the Study His Word Christmas program with Pastor Craig, will air today at 5:15 until 6, right after Nate's program. So you'll have block programming there, new programming today, 4:15 to 5, Nate Redman's show, 5:15 to 6, Study His Word, a brand new Study His Word Christmas edition with Pastor Craig, and from 6:15 to 7, we will have the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon. So all kinds of great programming here tonight on WWGH Radio. Don't miss that. And I also figured that with Nate and I think Terry being here at 4 o'clock, if there is a problem with the computer like there was on Sunday, at least hopefully Terry and Nate will be able to figure it out. But I have not had any problems. When I fixed the mode on it yesterday morning, I came in this morning and everything was fine. So I don't think there are going to be any problems tonight for Pastor Craig. So tune into that. Study His Word tonight from 5:15 until 6 p.m., the Christmas edition. New live edition following Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, in which he will give away a $50 gift card to Bob Evans. And we'll work on a gift card for Friday morning, maybe in the $50 range. I don't know. People still shop on Christmas Eve. The Christmas Eve show, by the way, is going to be pretty good. We're on Christmas Eve morning from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m., and I know I have a special guest coming in that morning, but we're also going to have live Christmas music in the studio that morning. So that will be a lot of fun. From 9:15, I think, until 1 p.m., we'll have live Christmas music in the studio on Friday morning, and that'll be a great way to get into the Christmas holiday. Now, as far as the eggnog and moonshine that we have done in the past on Christmas Eve morning, I'm not sure. I talked to Terry Klein, who has orchestrated that for many, many years, and the last time I spoke with him, which I believe was last week, he thought we did it on New Year's Eve. And I said, no, it was always a Christmas Eve thing. And he said he was going to try to do it on Christmas Eve. I have not heard anything at this point, but if he shows up Christmas Eve morning, we will do it. If he does not show up Christmas Eve morning, we will have live Christmas music, and we'll have a lot of fun on Christmas Eve. Maybe give away a gift card if one comes by our way in the next few days. So that is the schedule as it is. Oh, I also want to remind everybody, we do not take off Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, but normally we take off Christmas Day and New Year's Day. So we're trying to figure this all out because Christmas Day and New Year's Day, obviously this year, happen on a Saturday. So I think at this point, I can't confirm this. I'll let you know before we leave on Friday. But I think we probably will not be live the following Mondays. Monday, December 27th, will probably not be live. And Monday, January the 3rd. We'll probably not be live, but we will be live on the eves. We will be live Christmas Eve Friday, and we will be live on New Year's Eve the 31st. The only reason for that, to be honest, is we only take off so few days all year round. The only days we are not on the air at this station, we take off New Year's Day, we take off Memorial Day, we take off the 4th of July sometimes, we take off Labor Day, and we take off Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. That's it all year round. So when two of those days get taken away of the five or six we take off a year, you kind of want to add them in. And Christmas weekend and New Year's weekend are kind of a time to sit at home and do things that you did not get done during the Christmas holiday, because everything was such a jumble. I'm not sure on that yet, but I will definitely let you know. Now, as I had said yesterday, Monday I took off, and Adam Lepp came in here and hosted the show. Now, when I came back on Tuesday, yesterday, there was a picture laying in the middle of the floor. Now, I've put that back on the wall. No issue there. And my Geraldo journal had some grease on it. I don't know if Adam was eating chicken. I don't know what was going on. But I've cleaned that up. But for some reason, ever since Adam was in here on Monday, half the tree has stopped working. And I believe the tree used to blink. The tree is no longer blinking. The tree is not blinking, and half the tree is not working. So I have no idea really what happened, but I just wanted to give you a little update on that. Now, as far as other things go, I do want to get into the Geraldo Journal here very quickly, because there are some other things I've got to mention, to be honest, that you'll realize just how out of the box sometimes I am. You know, by the way, there are only a couple pages left here in the Geraldo Journal. I don't know what we're going to do when we run out of pages. We started this on September 16th, and today is the 22nd of December. I don't know how many days that is, but well over 90 at this point. So 12/22/21 did not hear from Geraldo. But now here's the interesting thing. I really don't know what more to say at this point, except that let's just put this in here again. Christmas, hope, springs, eternal. Now, what I mean by that is, I spoke to somebody very close to Geraldo. I think I told this story back around Thanksgiving time. I spoke to somebody very close to Geraldo who said he was aware of what was going on. This is nobody who is associated with WTAM in Cleveland or anything of that nature. And they said, Geraldo is aware, but he's very busy. He's on vacation through November 28th. And this month, if you've been watching Fox News, he's kind of gotten to a couple dust-ups on the Hannity show by telling Hannity that things he did were wrong. Honestly, I haven't followed the story too closely, but I did see it in a couple newspapers. So Geraldo got into a couple dust-ups. Well, earlier this week, I did speak with this person again who is very close to Geraldo, and she said, he's still aware, it's just been a crazy month, you know, with the holidays, so on and so forth. So, stay tuned. So that's where we are with the Geraldo Journal at this point. Hope springs eternal. And stay tuned, as they say. So that's where we will leave it at this point. And this has been our goal. Now, maybe it'll become our New Year's resolution. I really don't know. We want Geraldo on the show. We admire Geraldo. Geraldo is nuts. I mean, there's no doubt about it. A matter of fact, let's play this. We have not done this for a while, but this is what they call a radio simulation. Geraldo has never been on this program, but this is what it would sound like if Geraldo appeared on this program. We have not played this for quite some time, but if Geraldo should appear, this is what it will sound like. Get ready here. This will be tons of fun.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, Scott Spears along with you today, and we have a guest on today who I've always wanted to have on. It is Talkmania, the legendary talk show host, Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, thank you so much for coming on the program. Tell us about Al Capone's vault.
That's why I hate coming on with
folks,
you.
Please
because
look
you
it
are
up
such
to
a
prove
cheap shot.
How silly this
right,
guy
you're
is.
A backstabbing this cheap shot.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
Stop
NDS.
Attacking
you
me,
on the
punk.
Police thing.
Address the issue. Do you have the
you
guts to address the issue?
All right, Geraldo. Thanks for coming on.
Now, that's pretty much what it'll be like if Geraldo appears on this program. He has a very hot temper, as if you watch Fox News, you are very aware of. And I think we've seen that hot temper in the last week. But that's what it'll be like. And as we get ever so close to making this happen, I just wanted you to be aware of what it would probably sound like. So that's the simulation of what it'll be like if Geraldo ever appears on this program. There you have it. Now, what else did I want to mention here this morning? Oh, here's something I wanted to mention. Yesterday, you know, I have a phone phobia. Now, I've talked about this before. I am horrible at calling people on the phone. I don't know why, I don't know where it came from, but I do not like to call people. Now, if somebody calls me, I will answer the phone 9 times out of 10, but if it goes to voicemail and they say, call me back, I'm not good at it. And when I say phobia, sometimes I think even that's too strong a word, because I don't think I'm fearful of it. I think it's just something I don't want to do. I don't know why. I don't know where that started. I don't know where it came from. So I very rarely call people. But Phil Donahue has been very good to me over this year. A matter of fact, he's been good to me over the years I've been on the air. And this year, he invited me to his home back in March. I was able to go to New York and visit his home in the penthouse down on, well, I won't give the street, but I got to go up to the penthouse and visit with Marlo, who was very nice, and of course, Phil. So what I wanted to do yesterday, and I've been thinking about doing this for the last couple days, I did not send them a Christmas card, so I thought, well, I'm going to call Phil Donahue up and just say, Merry Christmas, thanks for everything this year, I appreciate everything you've done. So last night, I had a little bit of time, and I thought, well, I'm going to give Phil Donahue a call and just say Merry Christmas. So I have his number. I call him up, and immediately Marlo Thomas answers the phone. Now, all the times that I have called Phil Donahue, which is not a huge number of times, usually we communicate via email or text message, but all the times I have ever called Phil Donahue, Phil always answers the telephone. I've never had Marlo Thomas answer the telephone. So last night I call, and Marlo Thomas, lo and behold, answers the telephone. And she's very nice. There's nothing, you know, rude about Marlo. But I called, and it was kind of late. It was like 10 o'clock. And I said, is Mr. Donahue in? And Marlo said, who is this? And I said, Scott Spears from Ohio calling. And she said, oh, she said, well, today is actually Phil's birthday, and we're kind of having a little celebration here. Could you please call back tomorrow? And I said, no problem at all. And she said, thank you, Scott. No problem. And we hung up. Now, here's the interesting thing. I had no idea it was Phil Donahue's birthday. And then, of course, I also did say, when she said it's his birthday, I said, well, wish him a happy birthday from all of us here. But isn't it strange sometimes? I had been thinking about placing that call for about a week. And what are the odds that I would do it on his birthday? And I had no idea that his birthday was December 21st. I believe he turned 86 yesterday. So they had a nice little birthday celebration for him there in New York. Marlo did, and it was nice to talk to Marlo Thomas last night, which still, I have to tell you, is a little bit of a kick for me. Not that I was ever a huge Marlo Thomas fan, because that program, that girl, came long before my time, but it's interesting to talk to her on the telephone, because really, you've got two gigantic celebrities living in this household. You've got Phil Donahue and you've got Marlo Thomas. Usually when you call somebody's house who's a well-known person, their spouse is usually not all that well-known. So if you talk to somebody's spouse, you know, it's nice, but they're not very well-known. You probably don't know who they are. But in this case, when you talk to Phil Donahue's spouse, it's Marlo Thomas. So it was nice to have a little conversation last night with Marlo Thomas on Phil Donahue's birthday, and we hope that he had a very, very happy birthday. So we wish Phil Donahue the best birthday yesterday, and I will give him a call this afternoon and wish him a Merry Christmas in person. Well, I guess it's not in person. I guess it's over the phone. I'll have to get over my phone phobia again and call and wish him a Merry Christmas. So that's where that is. Now, here's something to show you how foggy my brain was yesterday. Now, yesterday was the winter solstice. It was the first day of winter, shortest day of daylight hours, and I came in here, and I had not been here Monday. I was coming off the laryngitis, and, you know, things were a little bit of a mess, and I had not been here for 3 days, so coming back is always a little, you know, discombobulating. And I had Shecky Green on yesterday, and I knew I had him on, so I was trying to get all these things done in the first hour. And as I sat here, it occurred to me yesterday that it was the 81st anniversary of broadcasting in Marion. And I thought, well, I've got to mention this morning. You know, I wanted to talk about the winter solstice. I wanted to talk about being off a day. I wanted to talk about having laryngitis. I wanted to talk about the Christmas season. There were so many things that I wanted to talk about. And I knew I had Shecky Green coming on at 9 o'clock. So I knew I had only about 45 minutes to talk about all this stuff. So I thought, well, I've got to fit the 81st anniversary of broadcasting in Marion. So I did that yesterday, and we even had a trivia question when WMRN started 81 years ago. Where were they on the dial? That was just the AM station back then, and we had a few guesses. I don't think anybody got it right. Well, I got off the air yesterday, and I was thinking about it, and I thought, you know, why did I never notice that the anniversary of broadcasting in Marion is on the winter solstice? Why did I never pair those two things up in my mind? Because I've known the anniversary of broadcasting in Marion for quite some time. So I even did anniversary parties. I did the 67th and the 70th anniversary party at WMRN when I was there. And I thought, why did I never notice that it was on the first day of winter? Well, the reason I never noticed that it was on the first day of winter is because it's not on the first day of winter. The first day of broadcasting in Marion was December 23rd, 1940. So it's actually tomorrow, not yesterday. So the good news is, we'll talk about this tomorrow, because there are a few things I'd like to commemorate on the 81st anniversary of broadcasting here in Marion, because I think it's very important. We're in the broadcasting business, and a lot has happened over 81 years. The bad news is, apparently, I had lost my mind, because it was not yesterday at all. It's tomorrow. So, if you have not celebrated the 81st anniversary of broadcasting yet, don't worry. You still have time. It's tomorrow, December 23rd. WMRN actually went on the air December 23rd, 1940, about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So we will commemorate that, and I will have time to find the newspaper article that talks about them going on the air on December 23rd, 1940, and what the article was, and you'll have time to figure out where they started on the dial, and we'll do all that tomorrow morning. Has anybody ever had a moment like that where you were absolutely sure in the moment that you had the date right? I was absolutely completely sure yesterday that the 21st was the anniversary of broadcasting in Marion. And I'll tell you something else that tripped me up yesterday on this was social media. Because if you are on Facebook or anything like this, you know that it will show you memories of past years. And yesterday, one of the memories that came up was of 6 years ago, and I had a picture of WMRN 1490 up on my screen yesterday morning. And it said it was from 6 years ago, which would have been the 75th anniversary of broadcasting in Marion. Well, I looked back, and the reason that that was up there yesterday was because when WMRN celebrated the 75th anniversary, they did it on a Friday, because the actual 75th anniversary, I believe, was either on a Saturday or Sunday, and nobody was in the office on Saturday or Sunday. So that's why they celebrated it on the 21st, instead of the 23rd, and also the 23rd being close to Christmas. You know, day before Christmas Eve, that's kind of tough. That's one of the reasons it was always hard to celebrate the anniversary of WMRN, because it came the day before Christmas Eve. And you'll learn tomorrow kind of why that was by going through some of those newspaper articles. But the history of broadcasting in Marion is very interesting. But has anybody ever had that problem? Give me a buzz here. I'd love to hear from you, because it really kind of shocked my mind yesterday that slipped through the synapse of my mind as I was saying it on the air. And again, I was totally sure that yesterday was the anniversary, but it was not. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So tomorrow, we approach the 81st anniversary of broadcasting in Marion, December 23rd, 2021. Which is not a palindrome, by the way. Okay. Oh, one more thing I wanted to talk about here in this particular hour, and we've got much more to talk about here this morning, is has anybody been to the Walmart parking lot in the last few days? Now, I don't know if there's more than one, but now twice I have seen a gentleman who I believe is homeless who is in the Walmart parking lot. And I would say he's definitely over 50 years of age, but it's such a tough thing. It's such a tough thing to see any time of the year, to be honest. But particularly tough this time of year to know that somebody is having that kind of suffering. And yesterday, I think it particularly stuck in my mind because I ran into somebody in the grocery store who said they were taking out some sodas and potato chips to this gentleman. And, you know, I believe this is a Marion resident. I don't believe this is somebody from another community. Does anybody know the story on this gentleman out there or what's going on or where he stays at night to stay warm? You know, I really do think about these things during the holiday season. I think about them all year long, but I particularly think about them during this time of year. It's not warm outside, and I don't know what I don't know where that this person sleeps. I don't know how they get warm. I don't know if they do have food. I don't know. Has anybody seen this out by Walmart? Well, actually, in the Walmart parking lot. The gentleman I have seen is there with a sign, but I'm sure there are others. And it's just a particularly sad thing. Does anybody know anything about this? Or what's going on there? Or is the homeless shelter full? Is the homeless shelter still in operation? Do they have new rules because of the pandemic? Does anybody know anything about this? It's really unfortunate. Now, I know for a long time that during the day, the homeless shelter had to do cleaning. So everybody had to leave during the day while they do cleaning. And that's rough because it's cold this time of year, and it's going to be even colder if the lady from the Farmer's Almanac is right as we head into next week. And I know a lot of the homeless people used to go down to the mall because the mall was heated and people could walk around inside. And I know a lot of them went in there during the time that they had to be away from the homeless shelter. So does anybody know anything about this? Does anybody know anything about this gentleman? Has anybody stopped to talk to him? Has anybody stopped at all? Has anybody seen this? Does anybody know anything about the homeless shelter? Would love to hear what's on your mind this morning. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I just don't know any information at this point, but I certainly hope that this gentleman is able to have some form of holiday, because it's so very tough to have that sort of situation. And I hope we think about that during this time of year. Is everybody getting in the Christmas spirit? I hope so. It's been a very difficult Christmas season, to be honest with you. Not personally for me, but it's just I am not in the Christmas mood yet. And we're getting awful close now. So I hope it springs up in the next couple days. All right. If there's anything on your mind, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Now, we do have some Christmas family feud. Now, last week we tried to do this, but it was during the time when the computers went down on Friday. So that was no good. So here, let's do a little Christmas family feud here this morning. Here was the category last Friday. Name a gift kids don't want to open on Christmas morning. Now, we have six of them. Does anybody know what the six answers are? Now, we did get one of the answers last Friday, even though we were off the air. I think people were listening on the internet or tune in. We did get one of the answers, but I'm going to kind of throw that out for now, and somebody can say that answer again. So the Family Feud question, name a gift kids do not want to open on Christmas morning. Go ahead, caller.
Socks.
Socks. Socks, number two on the list. You've got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Absolutely. Socks show up at number two on the list. Nobody wants those socks on Christmas morning. Now, the category again. Name a gift kids don't want to open on Christmas morning. A gift that kids don't want to open on Christmas morning. 740-383-9944. Socks was number two. Can you think of the other five? Gifts that kids do not want to open on Christmas morning. Go ahead, caller.
How about a book?
A book. Book is number four on the list. You got it.
I think socks are important, Scott, especially with the cold weather, and I think people should be reading. More reading, less video games, less social media. So,
well, I think on Christmas morning they might want some fun.
It's kind of distressing, isn't it? I mean, interestingly, this year Christmas is going to be relatively warm, but sometimes it's 15 degrees, and warm pair of socks might be a good idea.
Could be a nice idea, but I guess out the window in this particular list.
Okay, well, like, you know, you never know about these people, but thank you very much, and I'm glad books, well, not really glad, but I'm glad I was smart enough to guess it. Have a good show.
All right, 10 minutes left in the hour here. Socks number two, books number four on the list. Something kids don't want to wake up to on Christmas morning. Go ahead, caller.
About clothes.
Yes, clothes is number five on the list. You got it. Now, why socks do not fall into the clothes category, I really don't understand, but I did not write the list. So I cannot criticize that particular answer. All right, go ahead, caller.
Did she just say clothing?
Yes, she did.
Okay, I'll have to think of something else.
Okay. Yes, we already got clothing. Clothing is on the list. But it is odd to me that socks do not fall under clothing. I'm really not sure why, but on this list they don't. Name a gift that kids do not want to open on Christmas morning. Socks is number two, books number four, clothes number five. There are still three answers left. 51 minutes past the hour. Does anybody know what they are? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a gift kids do not want to open on Christmas morning. Socks is two, books is four, and clothes are number five. There are still three answers. We still don't have the number one answer, by the way. A gift that kids don't want to open on Christmas morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Any good guessers out there this morning on this December 22nd, 2021? Maybe here comes one. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say board games.
Board games. No board games on the list, but a good guess.
Oh, okay.
Board games do not show up on the list this morning. Name a gift that kids do not want to wake up to on Christmas morning. Board games not on this particular list. Socks is two. Books, number four. Clothes, number five. Still three answers left and 7 minutes left to go in this hour. A gift that kids do not want to wake up to on Christmas morning. Does anybody know what those gifts are? 740-383-9944. We've still got the number one, 3, and 6 answer to be found out. You know, the clothes thing is interesting. Everybody wants new clothes all year round, but they do not want them for Christmas. You do not want to run down and see those under the Christmas tree. That has been a thing for years and years and years. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I don't know how to put it. I'll just say like bedding, stuff for the room.
Bedding.
Yeah, like bedding.
Right. No bedding on the list.
Okay.
Bedding does not make the list. 54 minutes past the hour, 6 minutes left in this segment. Does anybody know what these 3 remaining gifts are that kids do not want to wake up to on Christmas morning? We've got socks, books, and clothes. Socks was the number 2 answer. Books was the number 4 answer. Clothes was the number 5 answer. Something kids don't want to wake up to on Christmas morning. This is what we're looking for here. All right, go ahead, caller.
What about a new coat?
New coat not on the list. Good guess, though.
Okay.
You know, years ago, I got a pretty nice coat for Christmas, and I liked that. That was a good gift. I did not mind the coat. I think as you get older, though, you appreciate clothes and coats and books. A book was never a bad gift for me on Christmas. What we're looking for here, name a gift that a kid does not want to wake up to on Christmas morning, which will be happening here in a few days. Socks is number 2, books number 4, clothes number 5. Who's got the remaining 3 answers? Go ahead, caller.
How about footwear?
Footwear. No shoes on the list.
Okay.
Footwear, shoes, whatever you'd like to call it, neither one of those make the list. We're looking for a gift that kids do not want to wake up to on Christmas morning. Go ahead, caller.
A fruitcake.
Oh, God, no. No fruitcake on the list, but it should be number 1 in my book.
Oh, someone just gave me a 3-pound one this morning.
3-pound?
Yeah.
Oh, now where do you get a 3-pound one?
One of my coworkers, she knows how much I love them, so she went to Sam's Club, and when she was there, she saw 3-pound Claxton, so I got a 3-pound Claxton this morning.
Oh, my! How are you going to get that thing home without flattening your tires?
This girl can do it.
Well, enjoy. Bye-bye. Wow, a 3-pound Claxton fruitcake sold at Sam's Club. What a gift that would be. Fruitcake, not on the list. But I can guarantee you it would be number 1 on my list of things I would not want to find under my Christmas tree. You know, if Santa had to carry fruitcakes all around this country, going up and down chimneys, Santa would have a hernia, for sure. All right, the category here. Still have about 3.5-4 minutes left in this particular segment. Name a gift kids don't want to open on Christmas morning. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
What about pajamas?
No pajamas on the list. Pajamas do not make a spot or an appearance on this particular list. A gift that kids do not want to wake up to on Christmas morning. We've got socks at 2, books at 4, clothes at 5. Still have 3 answers left. What is a gift that kids do not want to wake up to on Christmas morning? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what that might be? 57.5 minutes past the hour here on this palindrome Wednesday, December 22nd, 2021. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say fruit, like orange. People used to give their kids oranges.
They did, absolutely. No oranges on the list.
Gosh, this is hard. Okay.
You know what's interesting, though? This year, somebody gave me a couple of oranges, and I find that to be a very good gift because I really don't buy oranges a whole lot. And they gave me an orange, a couple of oranges, and an orange peeler. And they were very good. And a matter of fact, when I was having my laryngitis, the orange came in handy, to be honest with you. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, it's me again. I'm going to say school. Any kind of school supplies?
No school supplies on the list. A very difficult list here this morning. Name something kids do not want to wake up to on Christmas morning. 58.5 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. All right, let's see what we've got coming here. Go ahead, caller.
Puzzles.
Puzzles, number 6 on the list. Now, do you have experience with this?
No, I just know when I was a kid, I didn't like to put puzzles together. Now I do, though.
Yeah, didn't care for the puzzles then. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep, thanks, bye-bye. Scott.
Yes, puzzles was on the list at number 6. Still 2 answers left. Things kids don't want on Christmas morning. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say no gifts. You don't want to wake up and no gifts.
Well, you don't want to wake. Not on the list, but I'm sure kids, if the Christmas tree was bare, they would be very unhappy.
I know, okay.
Bye-bye. No empty trees on the list. Now, puzzles came in at number 6. Name a gift kids do not want to wake up to on Christmas morning. We've got socks, we've got books, we've got clothes, and we've got puzzles. But there are still 2 answers left. Got about 30 seconds here. Is anybody going to slip in and get one of the other answers? A gift kids do not want to wake up to on Christmas morning. Still 2 answers left here. Go ahead, caller.
What about coloring books and crayons?
No coloring books and crayons. You know, that's another one of those words. Some people say crayons, some people say crayons. I guess it's just how you'd like to pronounce it. Okay, let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said coal?
No coal, but that's a good, you know, that's what people get when they've been naughty.
Okay.
Thank you. No coal on the list. All right, we'll take one more phone call before the break here. Name a gift kids do not want to wake up to on Christmas morning. Socks number 2, books number 4, clothes number 5, and puzzles number 6. Still 2 answers left. Does anybody know what they are? 740-383-9944. Are we going to get one more call in here before we go to break? I guess we are. Here that call comes. Go ahead, caller.
Anything they have to put together.
Yeah, well, that's rough for the parents. I think the parents don't want to see that on Christmas morning. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not on the list. All right, we're going to go to break. Think about it. Think about things that kids do not want to wake up to on Christmas morning, and we'll be back in about 15 minutes.
Awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea. I know just what to do. The Grinch laughed in his throat, and he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat, and he chuckled and clucked. What a